And as you've heard, we've been talking about Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and whether news of his extramarital affair will harm his political ambitions. Our next guest, author Pamela Druckerman, says maybe not. Pamela Druckerman is author of the book Lust in Translation. She joins us from, appropriately enough, France, where she is vacationing. Ms. Druckerman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.
And taking time from the beach. We'll try to contain our rage and envy. But your book looks at infidelity in cultures and countries worldwide. Yes. Was there a single common thread you found?
Infidelity seems to be a problem everywhere you go, even in places where it's incredibly common, sub-Saharan Africa, a lot of Latin America. It still causes a marital crisis. I never found that sort of mythical country where, you know, men can play around and their wives just look the other way.
And you write that Americans have a much dimmer view of infidelity than many other countries do, but it wasn't always that way. That's interesting. What changed?
Well, there was a big change beginning in the late 1960s when you had, in the early 1970s, the introduction of no-fault divorce. Suddenly, people could leave their spouses pretty much for any reason they wanted to, and they started expecting a lot more of their marriages. And the other thing that changed is that women went to work. So not only did they suddenly have the right to leave their marriages, they had the means to leave their marriages.
I was intrigued by the polling data you presented that said that Americans, they're much more disapproving of infidelity, than, at least publicly. And yet, it seems like you've got the example of former President Bill Clinton, who is now very much in the public eye supporting former First Lady, now Senator Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's the whispering, of course. But other than that, it doesn't seem to have harmed either of them politically.
Americans are extremely disapproving of infidelity, and they've become more disapproving of infidelity over the last 30 years. What they don't think is that it's a kind of firing offense for politicians, that a politician who strays, like Clinton, it deserves to be removed from office the way you might, you know, remove a husband from office if he cheats on you.
So Americans are more likely to fire the spouse than they are the president or the
exactly.
mayor over infidelity. So what do you make of the Villaraigosa situation? Apparently this is not the first time he has strayed. Does that make a difference?
In a situation like Villaraigosa's, it's a kind of crisis management situation. And what voters typically expect from their politicians is a lot like what they expect when they discover that a spouse is cheating, which is honesty. There's been a kind of betrayal, and they want to know what happened. And they want a kind of processing of what happened in the form of the candidate or the politician seeking therapy and going through kind of therapeutic process with the spouse or divorcing. And one thing that Villaraigosa hasn't done yet is kind of disclosed all the details of the affair, and it's something that some reporters are now asking him for.
I thought they were just being nosy. You're saying this actually matters.
Well, I'm not saying that it's of any political significance or policy significance or that I personally want to know, but it is in the sort of public healing process an important step because the public wants to be satisfied that this recovery from the affair is following the kind of recognizable process, which would include a disclosure of the details of the affair, insistence that it's never going to happen again, and then a new love story. Look at someone like Rudy Giuliani, who, you know, apparently had some sort of adultery story as he transitioned from his second wife to his third wife. And what he says now is, okay, you know, that might have been the product of a little bit of, you know, extramarital activities, but Judy, his current wife, his third wife, is the love of his life now.
Let's end our conversation where it began, which you were saying around the world in all of your investigations of this question, that infidelity causes a crisis in the marriage. The question is whether it causes a disruption of professional or public obligations. Do you think inevitably during some of these episodes, I'm thinking particularly during the whole Clinton episode around his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, there was this discussion about the fact that in other countries this is tolerated. I think in France, where you now are, it was well known that François Mitterrand had a long-standing relationship with a mm-hmm. woman who was not his wife. And people were saying, oh, you know, tut, tut. And I just wonder, do you think that Americans approaching that level of indifference?
No. I mean, look at the current French president who had a big sort of adultery crisis right before he was elected. I think the French are still much more tolerant of adultery, although they don't commit more adultery than we do. And they see it more as kind of part of the love story. It's not a rupture in the love story. I think Americans do a lot of grandstanding about adultery. We feel a need to sort of, when a politician cheats, we feel a need to stand up and talk about how we disapprove of it and we moralize against it. And I think we still really expect, in sort of the package of qualities that we want from a politician, we expect fidelity to be one of those.
All right. Thanks so much. Pamela Druckerman is author of Lust in Translation, The Rules of Infidelity from Tokyo to Tennessee. She joined us by phone from France, where she's on vacation. Thanks so much, Pamela.
It's a pleasure, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.